Opponents met last night in Niagara Falls Global Tourism Institute to talk about how to stop paying those tolls, whether the regular tolls most drivers pay or the lower tolls paid by people who live on Grand Island. For Western New York, for Grand Island toll barrier removal, there shouldn't be any toll paid, whether cash or Easy Pass. Brian Michel says he knows the problem well as a commuter between his Lewiston home and his workplace in downtown Buffalo. Michel says there are ways to pay maintenance for the bridges without tolls.
The first scenario, which I think would be most ideal, is if they transferred control from the New York State Thruway Authority to the New York State Department of Transportation. Funding for maintenance of the bridges could be taken out of the general fund that the DOT has. And that's funded by every motorist in the state who pays taxes on the gasoline they use to drive.
Michelle says there's also the savings within the thruway budget in the $95 million it won't have to pay to subsidize the state canal system, since Albany dumped that cost on the state power authority. Michelle says area politicians are jumping on the bandwagon to get rid of those tolls, familiar to any car or truck driver who slows or stops to pay. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.